The way we watch television has altered radically in the last 10 years. So too has the classical music world. Yet now, as WRTI's Jim Cotter reports, a musician's memoir written a decade ago is being adapted for television, but not for any traditional TV station.
Mozart in the Jungle, Blair Tindall's tell-all biography of life in the conservatory, then as a freelance musician in New York City, raised eyebrows when it was published in 2005. Documenting a lifestyle that had previously been considered more rock and roll, she says it finished her career as a musician, but kick-started her life as a writer.
I'm sad not to be playing anymore. I wouldn't say blacklisted would be a harsh word, but I knew when the book came out it would be controversial. I wasn't prepared for the level of controversy it ignited.
But you name names. Was that the major problem, or was it just the fact that you were so honest about what goes on in the music business?
I did name names, and I would say 90% of the names named were represented in an extremely positive way. I think the main problem was that there was a gross misunderstanding about what was in the book by people who hadn't actually read the book.
Now the online retailer Amazon has made single pilot episodes of 10 new TV series. It will commit to making full-length seasons of the most popular based on viewer feedback. So far, so good for Mozart in the Jungle, which is, in TV parlance, testing well.
It's certainly gone viral. And really, the people who are making it, this is Jason Schwartzman's project. I was a big fan of his HBO show, Bored to Death, and every minute of that show is great. So I think he's going to make it into something that people, musicians and non-musicians, will really enjoy watching.
Blair Tindall will know in the coming weeks if the TV version of her book, Mozart in the Jungle, will make the cut.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.